In this episode, extreme dieting and overthinking.
Shit.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, testing, 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 test ickles, testing, test ickles, test ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 725 of the Daily Mother the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gaincast, mancast, pimpcast, sleazecast, nipplecast, and absolute jackedcast, the yoked cast. In the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Welcome to the gain train. Welcome to Pump Town. Welcome to Swole Lake City, Glutaw, Flexington, Kentucky, Boston, Mass, Swolesville. Swolesville, the Chipplecast. Yes, Jay on Instagram. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to 725. Welcome to the Quadcast. As always, on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Welcome, everyone, to 725, those of you that are watching live. And thank you to everyone that's listening in on the podcast. Of course, SoundCloud and Apple Podcast. So welcome everyone that's new to the community. If it's your first time watching The Daily Swole, make sure you drop that in the comments. Let me know and let everyone else know that you're a virgin swoller or a virgin swolette. If it's your first time, raise your coffee. Got some cold brew in here, so reps for the cold brew. Any coffee fanatics? Got some CB in the house. Everyone's tuning in. Everyone's coming in on Instagram. People are busting in on Facebook. You have an interesting episode today. I want to talk about a couple things that I had in conversation with some new members to Swolenormous X. And those of you that are in Swolenormous X, you noticed that I posted in the Swolenormous X live group on Facebook. I gave a little bit of a large welcome to all the new members and all the new pieces of the puzzle, the pieces of the pie, the new family members into Swolenormous X and Swolenormous X Live. And I had a couple of those orientation phone calls today. I wanted to talk about some of the topics because they were fire. They were really good. I feel like we really broke through a couple big things this morning, or I did with these individuals, with these new members of the fam. And I wanted to share that with you, not names or anything like that, but I wanted to share the topics. I wanted to discuss that because they're just great. They're just great. And aside from actually you being there, it's going to be the next best thing. So I'm going to answer some questions on that, but also just want to kind of get into those topics specifically because they were absolute fire. So another announcement for tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Going to have another live call. Going to have another special guest on the show. So stay tuned for that. It will be most likely an evening show, something around 6 or 7 p.m. Eastern time. That way, if you're planning your day and you want to kind of have some, you want to be free and catch that live, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking lit. Really want to catch that one. And if you can't catch it live, I get it, but you want to make sure you catch tomorrow's episode, and it should be live around 6 or 7-ish Eastern time. But I will be Instagram storying and snapping and stuff and giving everyone the heads up with what that's all about. So sip a coffee and we'll get underway. What's up, Derek? Mike McManigal. Good stuff, brother. Keep it up. Thanks, Mike. YouTube, Joseph Strombean, almost caught up on the throwback episodes, all of them. Joseph, what episode are you up to? Where'd you start and what episode are you up to? And before we actually get into the main content of today's episode, I wanted to thank everyone that's been leaving reviews lately. I just got, you know, it comes in waves. Every time we get new members of the community, new members of the family and people coming in, I really do appreciate the feedback and the reviews. So if you're watching on Facebook and you haven't yet left a Facebook review, I appreciate honest reviews. I really do. So if you're watching on Facebook, if you're a Facebook person, go to my page at Swolenormous and leave a review, because you can't leave a review on YouTube or Instagram. You can't leave reviews there, but I really do appreciate reviews and your feedback. So you can easily go over to Facebook, my page, and leave a Facebook review. It's much appreciated. I love to hear back from you. I love to give you all shout outs and respond to those reviews, especially the positive ones. I always love to improve the craft and improve the quality of the brand and what we do here, but I just love hearing back from you, and that's a great way for me to do so. A lot of you already give me reviews, really. You just send me DMs, you send me messages and thank me and stuff. So you're welcome. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad we're all here. Yo, Swole, what do you think about calisthenics? They're fine. I get that question so often. They're fine. If you want to get better at doing push-ups and pull-ups, do calisthenics. If you want to get huge and build a lot of muscle, lift weights. Simple. Everything's fine. Horseback riding is fine, too, if you want to get better at horseback riding. But let's get into the show. Have you been following this year's World's Strongest Man? No, I never do. It's cool stuff. I love watching it, but I definitely absolutely don't follow that stuff. I never follow it. I don't care who wins, but they're fun to watch for sure. So today's episode is extreme dieting and overthinking. Extreme dieting and overthinking. Those were two topics that I had come up in the calls today and wrote them down on a little note card. So I didn't forget because I tend to go off a little bit sometimes. I tend to go off the rails or go off topic sometimes. We'll get into some content or some questions and it's very easy, but I want to make sure I get those points across. I want to make sure we dig into the actual meat of these conversations, because I know a lot of you have these issues. I know a lot of you have these concerns, or you deal with this on a daily basis, or this is partially your struggle, or you're familiar with this type of, struggle in your life. I'll take a couple more comments and then we'll jump in. You doing a new YouTube video? I do YouTube videos every day. This is a YouTube video. It's on YouTube Live right now. 360 South on Instagram. Perfect topic for me today. Super tempted to try PEDs to help trim. No, that's fucking bullshit. If you're trying to do steroids to trim, you're just being lazy. You're not eating well enough and you're not training hard enough. That's it. If you're looking to steroids to get slim for aesthetics, you're doing fitness for the wrong reasons. You're going to pay for it in the back end. You don't want to fuck with that stuff. Time for another verbal kick in the ass. Let's get it. That's what we're going to do. That's exactly what today is. Just verbal toes to the taint. You're welcome, 360 South. You don't need, and let me be clear with this, because today's topic is actually, that's why you're excited, of course, extreme dieting and overthinking. And those are two different calls. One was more about extreme dieting, and I'll talk about it. And the other one was more about overthinking and just getting started. But they're both really powerful, and you can use them interchangeably. And one of the reasons why this is such great information for all of you is because you are the ones that are calling. Like these people are you. You are them. This is like the challenges that people have. One more question on Twitch. Those of you that are watching on Twitch, thank you so much for the donations. If you haven't checked that out on Twitch, amazing stream, amazing quality, twitch.tv/swolenormous. Spectrix, I've had elbow tendonitis for over a month. I've been out of the gym. What can I do to get back in the gym? You got to fix your elbow tendonitis. Now, that's going to be done by rest, but also actively working on the muscles that are getting overstretched. What's happening in your elbows is, it's really with your hands and just your daily habits. You have an imbalance in the strength and the action, essentially, of the flexors versus the extensors. So what you should look into, Spectrix, is something called a TheraBar or one of those, it's called a flex bar by TheraBand. And that could be one method of strengthening and rebalancing the forearm flexors, or actually the extensors, so they get stronger, so you get less friction and less tendonitis. That's a bitch. And that's a huge part of why people fall off or don't get results in the gym, are these little nagging injuries. If you have nagging shoulder pain, you're not likely to go and do upper body or want to go to the gym. If your knee hurts or your back hurts, how many times do you want to go to the gym if your knee hurts or your back hurts? That fucking sucks. When you have an injury, when you have pain, you don't want to work out. You don't want to work out. So if you want to stay consistent, you got to stay injury free. That's why my approach to fitness is so strongly about longevity. If you're longevious, if you're healthy, you're not injured, you're going to be able to be more consistent. That was a burp. Ooh, coffee burp. Ooh, actually, it was like kale and grass-fed beef. That burp smelled like coffee, kale, and grass-fed beef. Yikes. Gross. Maybe it's the TheraBar. Yeah, the TheraBar. Well, the TheraBand is a company. TheraBar is the actual tool. So let's get into it. Keep asking your questions. I'll get to a few of those at the end, but we got to get on topic and we got to get into the show. So extreme dieting. I had this conversation with a lovely lady, brand new member of Swolenormous X. And those of you that have not yet joined the family, swolenormousx.com. The links are in my profiles and my descriptions. Free trial. Check it out. All my programs, just to give some context to those of you that are new. So she just joined the community and she's looking at the 90 day that she's going to start the program. She's going to start the workouts, and she got into X Live on Facebook, and she's been getting used to the flow, looking around. And she was actually on the show. She asked the question, she mentioned it the other day. I think it was when Jeb was on the show, 723 or 721 or 7, whatever it was. I don't even fucking remember. I think it was 723. No, that was 2 days ago. Yeah, whatever, 716, who cares? Go check it out, though. That was a great live cast when my friend was here. And she was on HCG. She did an extreme diet. So if you don't know what HCG is, I'm not going to get into the details. I don't know all the details about it, but literally it's hormone therapy. And you go an extreme caloric deficit. That's the main point I want to make here. And it was 500 calories a day. I'll repeat that one more time for those of you that are in the back. 500 fucking calories a day on this HCG diet, right? And that's when you go and you get injections, you go on an extremely calorically restricted diet, and you lose weight. Big fucking shocker, right? You're starving yourself. You're eating 500 fucking calories a day. Big shocker that you are going to lose weight. Now, of course, you are right. Fuck that, Jay Plez. I know, right? Fuck that shit. 500 calories a day. How many of you could survive on 500 calories a day? Zero. Zero people. It's called starvation. You would die. You would die. But because you're taking exogenous hormones, you're taking HCG, you're taking these hormones, it changes your body composition. So your body doesn't think that it's starving. You know, it's just it ramps up fat loss. And big shocker, it causes weight loss. You lose water, you lose fat, you just lose fucking everything. So it keeps you alive, essentially. However, her paranoia now is coming back off that. And you can see where this would be a struggle, right? You can see where this would be a challenge. Someone has had success. She's lost 40 pounds. She's done it 3 times, she said. Someone has found success, right? Lost 40 pounds or 40 plus, 40 pounds one time, maybe 10 pounds another time, whatever it was. She's lost weight. She's had success. But she's had success losing weight going extremely, extremely restricted on the calories. Extreme dieting. Her paranoia is coming back to eating real food, real meals, coming back to eating food again. She's afraid she's going to put on size. And I get that. I think that's very understandable. I think it's very understandable to feel that you're going to put on size and you will put on weight because now you're finally fucking eating food again. You might be eating 1500 calories a day, but I understand the fear. I understand the fear, and float some hearts or some biceps if you agree. You understand the fear that this woman feels psychologically, and she knows it's not necessarily rational, but she feels like she is going to put on weight and get fat again because now she's going back to eating. She's eating so much food now in comparison to what she was eating. So all of a sudden she's eating food. She's eating 1,200 calories or 1,500 calories. Now she feels like she's overeating because she got used to eating 500 calories a day. It's just not realistic. It's not safe. It's not a realistic approach for fitness. It's not a safe way to go through your life. You can't maintain that, of course. Of course you can't maintain that. You're not able to maintain that caloric deficit. You're not. You are not. That's why you don't do the HCG forever. You can't maintain that. You absolutely can't maintain that. And now, coming back to a normal eating habit and the elimination diet. So those of you that are members that are part of my Soulnormous X fam, and those of you that have heard me talk about nutrition before, you know we've discussed eliminating unhealthy foods and getting rid of highly inflammatory foods, which is part of the elimination process. Now, the HCG diet that she was on, she said it's very similar to an elimination process. You're cutting out dairy, you're cutting out grains. Okay, so it makes more sense why people that do the HCG diet or HCG process, it makes sense why they lose weight, because they do an extreme elimination. Not only is it extreme in caloric restriction, it's also extreme with what you're eliminating. So you're eliminating all these bad foods and you're barely eating calories. Now, that's why I like the elimination approach, because I don't encourage anyone to restrict calories. Don't fucking worry about counting. Worry about what you're consuming, because if you're cutting out all those inflammatory foods, you're going to see progress right off the bat. You're not going to overeat. It's hard to overeat on the elimination. Everyone in the comments now, if you've done the elimination or you've done some shade of the elimination diet, the elimination process, whether you saw my anti-diet workshop, whether you're a member of Swolenormous X, write in the comments now if you've done the elimination diet, if you've done this elimination process, and how hard or easy, it's not easy, so I don't expect anyone to, that's kind of like a loaded question, I know what you're going to say, but imagine, or in the comments, how hard it would be on the elimination to overeat calories. Think about it. How hard is it to get 2,000 calories on an elimination diet, getting tongue-tied? How easy would it be to overeat? Not easy. Not easy, fam. Drop in the comments right now. Would it be easy? Would it? Do you think it would be? Did you have trouble when you did it? If you're doing it, are you having trouble? Or if you did do it, did you have trouble restricting your calories? I don't think so. You're restricting so many foods, you're not getting in extra calories. Vince, yes, was easy for me. I try to overeat now to get the gains. Okay, I'm saying it was easy for you to do the elimination diet. How hard would it be to overeat? How hard would it be to overeat? Jay Plez on Instagram, it's hard to stay at 2,000 calories. It's hard. It's hard. Yeah, it's not hard to restrict. It's hard to overeat. My point is when you do the elimination, when you cut out those foods, it's hard to eat too many calories. That's why when you do an elimination, I don't worry about how many calories you're consuming. I say just focus on eliminating, right? Don't worry about how much you're consuming. Worry about what you're consuming. If you eat the right shit, you've heard me say this. If you eat the right shit, you don't have to count shit. Does that mean that calories don't exist and they don't matter? No, it just means that's not the most important thing right now. It just means it's not the most important thing right now. You don't have to worry about how many calories you're consuming. First off, worry about what you're putting in your face hole. I eat 6 to 8 times a day and it's still hard. It's very hard to get enough calories. So when you're doing the elimination, you're not worried about bulking. It's not about bulking. When you're doing the elimination, it's not necessarily even about shredding or losing weight. It's about cleaning up your diet. That's a side effect. Losing weight, losing fat and water weight on the elimination, that's a side effect. That's a bonus for you cleaning up your shit. And your body will get rid of extra inflammatory water and fat storage from cortisol levels and stress being high because now you're not eating those damaging foods anymore. Now you're not eating those damaging foods. Your body can rebalance and do its shit. Daniel Tynes, I did it. It's not easy. Still on it, but I learned and adjusted the quantity of food. Okay, well, you don't have to stay on the elimination diet either. And that's another thing. It's not permanent, right? So this HCG diet obviously isn't permanent. The elimination isn't permanent. It's designed to get you to learn what you should or should not be eating. The HCG is a problem because it gets you on this extremely calorically restricted. Plus, it gets you hooked on these hormones, right? You have to do it with these injections. So you're doing these injections to keep you balanced, to keep cortisol levels from elevating, I'm assuming, to keep you from going into starvation mode and your body from really shutting down and fucking dying. And you're doing extreme caloric restriction. So obviously the hormones, and hormones, by the way, are just messengers. A hormone is a chemical messenger in the body. That's what a hormone is. That's what a hormone is. So your endocrine system in your physical body, what a hormone is, don't think about it as a set molecule. There are many different types of hormones, hundreds, if not thousands of different types of hormones and different combinations and who the fuck knows? That's super sciencey. But a hormone in its base existence, like a definition, is a messenger. It's like an email or a text message. So it's a method that your body passes around through the bloodstream that when it makes contact with other organs, other cells, other trigger points, and other little latching points, it sends messages and it triggers certain organs to produce other hormones, certain responses by the body, heart rate, digestion, whatever the fuck it is, letting you know when you're full, whether you're hungry or not, whether your body should increase testosterone production, growth hormone production, absorb insulin, send out insulin, all these different things. All these different things. That is what a hormone is. That's what a hormone is. It's a messenger. So taking HCG is sending a different message in your body. So your body is getting different information. If all of you, and don't do this, by the way, don't do this. I'm not recommending you do this. If everyone here, just naturally with what we already have, you started eating 500 calories a day. Let's say everyone here started eating 500 calories a day only. it would literally be starvation. You risk death, you risk severe malnutrition, and we would be sluggish and we would lose body weight rapidly. We would go into starvation mode. We would get headaches. We would feel sick and all these different side effects of starving, because literally that's what it is. But the hormones, taking HCG, keeps you more level. It keeps probably keeps hunger at bay. And I say probably. I don't know all the details. I didn't even Google search it. I'm not even respecting it. I don't fucking care. But obviously it keeps you in, it keeps you alive while you do caloric restriction. So extreme dieting can have long-lasting effects. First off, when you go back to eating real food, 1,500 calories a day, and this is someone who's going to be exercising. This is a member. This is a brand new member of the Soulnormous X family. So she's going to be doing exercising. She's going to be doing the programming. Ladies, gentlemen, listen up. She's going to be doing physical activity. Can you do physical activity at 500 calories? No. You can't even maintain body function at 500 calories. Even 1,500 calories, even 1,500 calories, you're not getting sufficient fuel. You're not getting sufficient fuel. You're not getting sufficient fuel to run all these body processes, to give you energy, to provide feedback and support for muscle damage and trauma and repair. You're not getting enough. What do you think food is? What do you think fuel is? It's literally giving you gasoline in your car. Can you drive 1,000 miles on an empty tank of gas? It doesn't even make sense. The question doesn't even make sense, because of course you fucking can't. You cannot drive 5 miles on an empty tank of gas. And you're asking your body to produce and to perform, not just live, fam, but thrive, exercise, grow, develop, repair on 1,000, even 1,500 calories is ludicrous. Josea 79. I tried HCG hormones before and lost 15 pounds, gained it all back when I stopped taking the hormones. That's what I'm afraid of for people doing. And that's what this amazing lady is afraid of. She's afraid of eating food again. You're making someone afraid to eat food, because now she's going to be going on the elimination diet. Fine. Remember I told you, according to her, it was very similar. You're getting rid of a lot of the same foods you're getting rid of on the elimination diet. Fine. But now she's eating real food portions. So she's afraid of putting on weight, which she probably will, because you're eating decent amounts of food again, which you should. But then it makes you feel like you're gaining weight and you're getting fat. When you're not, you're just getting back to a normal, healthy weight. So anyone that's doing HCG, is considering HCG, has done HCG, you have to understand that when you come off, you're not doing it anymore. Like, you're going to rebound. Why do you think people want to go back on it? Because you lose weight. You lose weight. And you still have to eat the right shit. You can't be eating ice cream and fucking tacos and eating garbage foods when you come off it. You're going to gain weight, water weight and fat. Water weight and fat. You're going to gain this shit back. That's the scary thing. That's the scary thing, is that you're misappropriating your efforts towards these crash diets and towards these 30-day HCG programs or whatever, 60 days, 1 week. It doesn't fucking matter. Weight loss, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, whatever the fuck it is, Slim Fast. You're doing these crash diets, and it's going to come back when you start eating real fucking food again. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. So that's why extreme dieting doesn't work. And that's why I don't feel bad. I don't feel like I'm excited, because she's in the right place. So it's one thing but here's the thing. I know that thousands and thousands of women, even guys too, I'm not sure how popular it is for guys. Does anyone know any guys that have done HCG? Is that even for dudes, or is it only for women? I don't even know. Have any guys here done it, or had any male friends, or is it only like kind of a female thing? But a lot of people are just getting the wrong idea about what these things are for. I think there are some good things that can come from HCG. Why? If it teaches you what foods to avoid. However, it's giving you a false impression of what eating healthy will do and what the time frame will be. Because once you start eating decent amount of calories and you go off it, a lot of the weight's going to come back because most of what you lose or gain is going to be water. Most of what you lose or gain, when you're bulking up, fam, you're putting on water too. Fat, muscle, and water. When you lose weight, you're losing some muscle, you're losing some fat, you're losing some water. You think you can just lose fat only? You think you can just shred water only? No, you lose fucking everything. That's why people take anabolic steroids, so they can look pumped and full and maintain muscle while they're doing a cut. Because when you lose, when you're not eating enough calories and your body is going in a deficit, you lose everything. Your body gets rid of shit it can't maintain. That just makes sense. That's what the process is. That's why people struggle to lose weight and maintain muscle mass, because the body doesn't want to do that. Your body doesn't want to maintain, and it can't maintain, muscle tone and muscle fullness and muscle size while getting rid of fat indefinitely, to a point until it eventually your body just starts dropping muscle mass because it can't maintain it. That's why people do anabolic steroids. That's why people take these drugs, because they are hormones. Remember, hormones are chemical messengers that tell the body different information, so the body does different things than it would naturally. Your body will maintain muscle. Your body will maintain fullness. Your body can maintain strength while you shred up, because it's getting false messages because of the injections, because of the oral steroids, whatever the hell you're taking. But that's a problem, because you're giving your body different messages and it can fuck you up permanently. That's the issue. That's what's still the issue with anabolics and those things. But just think about why you're doing it. Why are you doing this HCG? You don't have the willpower to eat healthy. Why are you doing a lap band? Why are you doing bariatric surgery? You can't shut your fucking mouth and stop eating. You can't stop eating. You can't love yourself enough to fucking stop eating shitty food and get off your ass. Stop using these crash diets and these surgeries and stuff as excuses to not put in fucking work. Be healthy. Do it. You're a human being. If I can do it, you can do it. And if you can do it, the next person can do it. And the next person can do it. You're an individual, but you're not fucking some rare, you know, fucking moon or Mars rock. You're a human being. You got to get on the right habits. You got to get on the right fucking routine. You got to be disciplined. You got to have that vision. You got to have that reason for doing it. And that's why we're here every day. So, let's take a couple questions, a little intermission. I'll get into the next part, the overthinking part. So that was from one phone call I had today. That's one phone call I had in the morning. So when you don't see me here live, I'm doing phone calls with new members. I'm doing new content. I'm doing videos, doing private live broadcasts in Slonormous X Live here on Facebook. I'm doing all sorts of stuff when I'm not right here on the show. But that's one of those things. I'm going to keep on bringing in content that I have from these one-on-one calls, because I know a lot of you can relate to these topics, because you are the ones that are joining the family. You're the ones that are, you know, these are friends of yours that you don't know. These are people, these are your peers. That's the word, peers. These are peers that are having the same issues as you. So you're not alone. You're not alone. Michael Coates, people don't even have food to eat in other countries and you do that crap. Ridiculous. I know. All you have to do is go to Nigeria and you get the Nigerian cleanse, which is literally people trying to find food, or all these African countries that are just fucking ravaged with starvation. I know. Talk about white people problems, first world problems, right? HCG, I have to stop myself from eating too much food. We have too much success, too much amazing food. I can't keep it out of my face hole. I can't stop fucking eating. I can't stop fucking eating no matter what I do. No matter what I do. Michael again on YouTube. So survive on a bag of rice for a week, you're spoiled. Nah. No. Get off the rice. Sweet potatoes. For cutting, is the RP diet worth it or just eat clean? What's RP diet? I don't know what that is. I am flattered, fam. I am flattered when people ask me questions and they ask me about specific diets or certain people's programs. I'm like, I have no idea who the fuck that person is or what that diet is. I don't pay attention to other people's shit. I don't care about what other people do. Other people are fucking jabronis. I've seen all these hacks. I've seen all the shit that people do. That's why I'm doing my thing, because I'm going to do it better. And I am doing it better. I've seen what other people put out there for fucking fitness content. Sucks. Fucking blows. this industry is completely ass backwards. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's not about the people, fam. It's not about the people. It's about the dollar. And everyone's just trying to hunt it down, trying to scam you. In so many ways. In so many ways. But people got to make a living. But at the same time, got a lot of bullshit out there. Let's take some more questions and see what's up here. Jose has 60 pounds gone and staying off unless I get my gains. Oh, you're going to get your gains, girl. With old-fashioned weightlifting and eating correctly. So you're the one that was doing the HCG, and now you lost 60 pounds staying off and just doing it the fucking old school way. Is 5 or 10 day juice only cleanse considered a crash diet? Fuck yes. And twice on Sunday. A 10 day juice cleanse, juice only, is absolutely a crash diet. That's not a cleanse. That's a 10 day starvation. Drink a lot of sugar water. Yeah. Big shocker. You start drinking a ton of fluid and you lose weight in 10 days. Why is that a cleanse? It's a 10-day starvation when you're only having juice. I could do a 10-day meat cleanse and just only eat meat. Renaissance periodization? What the fuck is that, Kyle? For cutting, is the Kyle Duncan on YouTube. Renaissance? I think you spelled Renaissance wrong. I know you did, but is that what you're trying to say? Renaissance periodization. Renaissance periodization diet worth it? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is a Renaissance periodization? I've never heard. Is that something that people know of? Has anyone else ever heard of that? That's on YouTube. So if you're on Twitch, Instagram, or Facebook, you don't see that. What the fuck is a Renaissance periodization? I can't get that. I can't get past this speed bump right now. I've never heard that. Look it up. No, I will not look it up. No, I don't care. Oh, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm shocked and I'm laughing about it. I will not spend 5 seconds of my life to look that up. Nope. No, I won't. You, why don't you tell me what it is and save me the time? I've never heard of it, and I don't want to hear of it. Actually, whatever I know right now is enough, but why don't you tell me in the comments? I will not look it up. No, Renaissance periodization. What Michelangelo ate? Let's get yoked. Let's eat what Michelangelo ate. If Da Vinci didn't eat it, I don't want it. What is it, just bread? Bread and sawdust? Bread and wine, the Michelangelo diet. I only want to eat what Michelangelo ate. I only want to eat. No, I'm going to do the Sistine Chapel diet. The Sistine diet. That's how you get shredded. You only eat what Michelangelo ate when he painted the Sistine Chapel, the ceiling. Only the foods that he chose while he was painting the Sistine Chapel. That's my new diet plan. If he didn't eat it at one point during his production of that legendary work, I don't want it in my body. Glass of wine, I'll take it. Bread, fine. If that's all he ate, that's all I want. I only want what he ate while painting that fucking ceiling. Ninja Turtle diet. Oh, come on now. This goes beyond it. This goes beyond TMNT. Only eat what Mother Teresa eats. Only eat what Gandhi eats. Is that too soon? Because he didn't fucking eat. Only eat what he eats. Well, it's starvation diet. All right, too soon. It's mainly timing of your macros depending on when you work out. Okay, well, that's fine. You can eat your carbs around when you train. That's fine. The Renaissance periodization diet is where you get the black plague and starve yourself to death equals weight loss. Oh, God. Pizza and sewer water. Radioactive sludge. Okay. All right. We just be careful. It's going to turn into a Marvel movie soon. They're going to make a movie on this. If it's in a comic book, it's a movie now. If anyone drew a picture in a book, I don't care what cartoon, I don't care if it's the shittiest comic ever, it's going to be a movie. The next Marvel movie, Infinity Apocalypse, is going to be fucking every comic book character known to man. Everyone, every single one, just like a battle royale, like Super Smash Brothers, just like 500 comic book characters all in one movie. So we have five, let's just get it over with. Who thinks that, right? Before we get into the next topic, this is like intermission. That's what we should have. The next movie should be the comic book movie to end all comic books. Every single superhero ever fathomed is in one movie. Make it like a 6-hour movie, just one big fight to the death, and then end it. And that's it. No more fucking comic book movies. Enough of this shit. Enough. It's over. Enough with fucking Iron Man, all this shit. Enough. Enough movies about this fucking crap. Mr. Rogers wins. We know that. All right, let's move on. What about the one-handed diet? Only eat with one hand so you can't eat as fast. I love it. Eric Dean, that's great. The one-handed diet. I like that. What's your thoughts on intermittent fasting and early morning workouts? That's fine. Intermittent fasting is not going to necessarily help you lose like more fat any faster. Some people like it. Some people don't. I personally don't like intermittent fasting regularly. Once in a while is all right. Okay, let's move on. Glue your mouth closed. What about the super glue diet? Yeah, shut your fucking mouth. That's my favorite diet. Stop fucking eating. But then everyone comes on here and complains and says, you're going to give people eating disorders. No, I'm not. I'm not going to give anyone an eating disorder. I just stepped on the dog. All right, fam, let's move on to the next part. That was awesome. That was fire. Yo, homie, Circus Arts. It's my new add-on with the gym. What the hell is Circus Arts? You going to try it? The hell is Circus Arts? No. What, gym fitness? Everyone's trying to do handstands and backflips. It's like the new thing. Okay. Only protein diet. What do you think? I think no. That's stupid. Bam. Single leg workouts, way off balance. Any tips? Yeah, keep practicing. Any tips? Suck your stomach in, squeeze your glutes, and practice. Slow movements. Way off balance. Any tips? Your balance sucks. Practice. Practice, Andrew. Practice. So, overthinking. The next conversation I had this morning was about overthinking. So, I had another awesome dude join Swolenormous X, and we were discussing him getting started. So, he joined the private community, you know, Swolenormous X, and he's on the site, SwolenormousX.com. And looking through all the material. And of course, there's the 90-day dash program. There's all these different workouts and workshops, and all these videos. So he was saying how when he joined like a couple days ago, he was a little bit overwhelmed. Like, oh, there's a lot of videos on here. And of course, you have like the manual and the start here videos and the intro, but just all the other content. So he was just watching all the stuff and kind of getting ready, right? Kind of getting mentally ready to start. And a lot of you are there. A lot of you are there too. You're starting or you're reassessing, you're reformulating your workout program, you're kind of going back to the drawing board, but you're thinking a lot and you're planning a lot and you're studying a lot and you're watching a lot and you're listening to a lot of podcasts. And that's great. And I'm glad you watch my material. I'm glad you check my stuff out. I'm glad you follow. I'm glad you, you know, I'm glad for all that because without you, this wouldn't exist, granted. But I want to warn you against overthinking. I want to warn you against overplanning. I want to warn you against overpreparation. And what's interesting is that preparation is really my key to success. It's consistency. If you're prepared, you have a better chance of being successful. If you're consistent, you're going to be doing the work. And if you're doing the work, you're going to get the results. Makes sense. Pretty straightforward. But overpreparation without action. Overpreparation without action is death. It will kill your progress. It will kill your inspiration. It'll kill your momentum. So right now you're watching the show. How many of you are fucking fired up to pump today? How many of you are fired up to get your fucking swole on? How many of you are fired up to see what I drop in my Instagram story? I'm going to fucking rage today. How many of you in Swolenormous X are ready for my live cast today? How many of you are ready just to fucking crush on a Tuesday, on a snooze day? How many of you are ready just to fucking get down? How many of you are ready to get nasty with old Papa Swolio? How many of you are ready to get fucking yoked? But the only thing that matters is whether or not you fucking do it. Now, right when I just asked that, everyone's fired up. Everyone's amped up like, yeah. Everyone's just fucking ready to just go absolutely gorilla mode on today. Everyone's fucking amped. This is the feeling that you all want every day. That's a feeling that you all want every single day, but it's hard to maintain, right? You're always asking about motivation, inspiration. Papa Swolio, how do you stay motivated? You fucking don't. But this feeling right now, you have to lock into it. You have to latch onto it and you have to take advantage of it. And by thinking and prepping and planning and organizing and scheduling, you could do that to the death. You can do that all fucking day and night and not get anything accomplished. So it doesn't matter what program you have. It doesn't matter what food you have in the fridge. If you're not eating it, and if you're not training, you're not using it, you're not recovering, you still have to do the actual work. You still have to do the workout. You still have to go to the gym and fucking put the effort in. You still have to go do it. You still have to go do it. Still got to go. Go. Still got to go. 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 You still have to fucking go. You still have to do all the work yourself. So it doesn't matter what tools you have if you don't use them. So very important. Very important to plan. Very important to have good tools. It's great. If you have great tools, like think about the benefit of having amazing tools, of having amazing programming, having all these advantages, and then actually putting them into practice and then fucking using them and doing them and using them the right way. That's where you start to get the magic, when you actually put them into use. That's where a lot of people fail and fall short, is that they actually don't put the work in. They don't actually move the piece forward. It's like a board game. They actually don't move it forward. You have to roll the dice. You have to roll the dice. You're not going to get to the end of the board game. You're not going to win if you don't play. You got to roll the dice. And what does rolling the dice mean? It means that you know you're going to get a number. And that this is really what fitness is all about and life is all about. When you roll the dice, you know, there's two things you know when you roll the dice. You know you're going to get a number. The first thing you know is you're going to get a number as a result. The second thing you know is you have no idea what number that's going to be. So you roll the dice, you're going to get a number between two. If you're rolling two or one, okay, 1 to 6, or you're going to get 2 to 12. Somewhere in that range. But you don't know what it is. But you still have to roll the dice or the die to get that result, to move forward. You have to put the pieces into play. So my advice for this gentleman was, okay, you could watch all these videos and you could keep on watching and watching and scheduling. Just do the first workout. I don't care about the nutrition. I don't care about what you're eating right now. Just think about that in the back of your head. Don't worry about it, right? When you join Swolenormous X, it's not about the nutrition first. It's about the habit. It's about the fitness first. Fitness comes first. When you do your nutrition, you could do the elimination diet and all that stuff, but first comes fitness. First comes making your life revolve around your fitness, and make your fitness revolve around your life. Put them together, right? Make them part of one another. That's the first thing. That's the first thing, is making them one, combining the two. And then after you combine the two and you get on that routine, you get on that flow, then you can start playing around with the nutrition and start taking it to the next level. But you have to start. You have to start putting these things into practice. You have to start getting some kind of result. You have to put the effort in. You have to start rolling. Start rolling the dice. Put the chips in the middle. Put your chips in, fam. This is your life. This is your one chance. This is your time. If you wait a week, you lost a week. If you wait a month, you lost a month. If you're like, I am traveling this summer and then the holidays are coming up, I'll just start next year in 2019. You're going to lose 7 months. Why the fuck would you lose 7 months? Why would you wait? Why would you wait till July 1st when you can do it today, when you can do it on May 1st? Is today May 1st? It's going to be May? It's going to be May. I love those memes. Love me a good "it's going to be May" meme. It's May. Why wait till June? Why wait till July? Why the fuck are you going to wait? Why are you going to wait, you fucking jabroni? Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting to start? Why are you waiting to start to get your fitness on? Why are you waiting to start making moves? Don't wait. Don't wait, because you're not hurting anyone. You're not hurting anyone but yourself. You're just wasting your own fucking time. You're literally just wasting your fucking time by waiting. By waiting, you are wasting your time, because you're losing your time. And if you're not using it wisely, you are wasting it. That's what wasting time means. It means not using your time wisely. I'm never looking back either. Hell yeah, Mike. Mike and Vince, thank you so much for the support. Boulder Shoulders, Chase. Hell yeah. Hells yeah. My legs are knocking now from my leg workout today. They keep tightening up on me. That's a good leg workout, bro. That's a good leg workout. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Gainsmas. I feel like I'm 18 again. Hell yeah. Abdur Hussein, can a 15-year-old start to work out or will affect height or what? No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. In order to affect height, you have to really do traumatic resistance training. If you do stuff light, you should be fine. What's a good diet to get ripped and lose body fat? It's a combination of lifting weights and eliminating inflammatory foods. Tomorrow isn't promised, so no procrastinating. That's right, Joe. Nothing's promised on any day. Yeah, tomorrow for certain is not promised. But don't wait. My whole point is don't wait to start, because if you're waiting, you're just wasting time. You're just pushing off and getting rid of time that you had available to you in order to get results. If you wait 2 weeks, that's 2 weeks of progress you could have had. And you're always going to have that learning curve. You're going to have that period where you have to figure stuff out and try new things and experiment. But just don't wait to do that, because it takes time. It's a process. Daniel Tynes on YouTube. Always ready to light a fire under my own ass. Start a routine and slowly chip away and improve it. Too much at one time will improve your chances to fail off one thing at a time. That's my approach. Yeah, that reflects my personal opinions exactly. If you have too many things you're trying to accomplish or too many things you're trying to focus on, that can easily set you off or keep you from making progress. So just to recap, those of you that might have been coming in halfway through, so extreme dieting and overthinking, we talked at the beginning part of this episode. If you haven't caught it, go back and watch it. We talked about HCG, talked about hormones, talked about extreme dieting, taking exogenous hormones and doing 500 calorie, 1,000 calorie, extremely calorically restricted diets, and why that could be a downfall and why that could be a problem, and coming off those diets and gaining weight back and those fucking problems with extreme diets, and also just getting started. And these are based on a couple phone calls I had earlier today, but two great topics that will help a lot of you take some action today on a Tuesday. Take some action. And those of you that are not yet, which I don't know why you wouldn't be, if you haven't yet snagged your free trial of Swolenormous X, go to swolenormousx.com. The link is in the post descriptions. It's in my bio on Instagram. It's on Facebook. Check it out. Join the family. We'll set up our one-on-one call, and you can start doing those programs and instructional videos and everything immediately. You can jump right into it. So if you're struggling to get started, today is the best day to take some action. It's not Monday. Who gives a shit? It's Tuesday. It's not Monday. It's today. Today is the best day to make some sick fucking gains. Can I start with push-ups? Sure you can. You know what the problem is? You asking questions about it. Can I start with push-ups? Fuck yeah, you can. Do them. Do your push-ups. Start reading and listening to the podcast that I've done. Watch my videos. Watch other videos. Just start learning about fitness. What's a good diet to get ripped? Oh, we talked about that. Thoughts on intermittent fasting and ketogenic diet? I talked about that already. Intermittent fasting is fine for some people. Ketosis is also fine for some people. I'm not sure. I'm convinced either one is great for long term, but I eat a personally higher fat diet. But yeah, I have lots of content, lots of episodes on nutrition, so go back and catch those. I think a couple of you are brand new to the channel, so thank you. And you can do a great search here on YouTube. Type in Swolenormous and any keyword, and you'll pull up every episode and podcast that talked about those topics. So that's a great place to start. You get a ton of information, and it'll educate you more, and then you'll be able to ask a little bit more tactical questions rather than some generalities. But everyone that's watching, hope you're having a great Tuesday. And make sure you tune in to all my channels. Going to be blowing up some fat shit. If you haven't yet, join Swolenormous X. Free trial offer right now. It will go fast, so make sure you jump on that. SwolenormousX.com for all my programs, nutrition workshops, my private community, yoga classes, all those things I always talk about. It's all there, SwolenormousX.com. Going to be posting some fire shit today on Instagram, on Facebook, and of course, Instagram stories and Snapchat for the vlog. I am everywhere like a fucking bear. And thank you for joining me for 725 on the Quadcast, Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, and the podcast, SoundCloud, and Apple Podcasts every damn fucking day. Tomorrow evening for the next episode, live call, Chase is going to be on. Chase Welty is going to be an amazing one-on-one. Going to talk about fat loss and making sick fucking gains, what it takes to be consistent and make gains over the long term. It's going to be lit. It's going to be fire. Do not miss that tomorrow in the evening around 6 to 7 p.m.-ish Eastern time. I'll give some more updates and stuff on my Instagram story on some more details tomorrow. But make sure you tune in for that. And I will see everyone Then, for episode 726 of the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, and, of course, the Sleevecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. I will see you all in a Swolenormous X. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, Magoose. Papa Swolio. Oh, 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 out. Hey, Swolenormous Nation, just wanted to say thank you for all the love and support for the Daily Swole. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can find me on every single social media channel, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just check me out there. And if you're interested in any of my programs, nutrition, workshops, yoga classes, please visit swolenormousx.com.